So anyone with kids growing up in the last three, four, five, whatever, will know what Kraft Dinner is and mac and cheese. And apparently Kraft has secretly changed its mac and cheese recipe. And, well, that's just something, because I know my four kids grew up in the 80s and early 90s eating mac and cheese, and I became an expert at cooking it. In fact, taking it left over and throwing it into a frying pan with a little bit of oil or margarine and frying it up too made a very tasty snack. But what's wrong with Kraft doing something like this? It was beyond me, and why would they change their recipe? It says that they have replaced artificial flavors and preservatives and dyes from a signature macaroni and cheese. So what's wrong with artificial flavors, preservatives, and dyes? I don't know. But don't mess with what's already there. And a lot of artificial flavors and preservatives are in foods all over the place. But I'll have to try it out and see what the new Kraft Dinner is. But sometimes changing the old to the new isn't a very good thing. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.